The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops why the timing belt is one of the most critical elements of cars, since a breakdown or poor maintenance can generate devastating damage to vehicles. How often to change the timing belt of the car to avoid irreparable damage. Not all cars have timing belts. Many new vehicles today have timing chains that are theoretically designed to last almost the life of the car and are more durable. But there are vehicles that use the timing belt, which can be critical to ensure the smooth operation of the vehicle. Both timing belt and timing chain systems have their pros and cons. The advantages of the timing belt include its lower initial cost. However, it requires more frequent replacement, and its breakage can result in a major problem. On the other hand, the timing chain is more durable and generally only needs to be replaced once during the life of the vehicle, although it tends to be more expensive. So, when considering which system is better, these factors should be taken into account, and proper maintenance should be performed depending on the system. The car has to minimize the risks associated with timing belt breakage or timing chain problems. What types of timing belts and timing chains are there? Although all timing belts have a very similar operation, the truth is that there are different types of timing belts and even metal timing chains. Each of these types of belts has a number of advantages and disadvantages, although everyone has their own specific tastes and preferences. Below, we will review the types of timing belts currently available on the market. Rubber timing belts. Currently, rubber timing belts are the most widely used and are the ones that most modern cars have. The main reason why rubber timing belts are being used is that their material, in addition to offering greater resistance, provides an extra elasticity that allows them to withstand possible variations in the system, resisting pressure much better. Nylon timing belts. Although they are less recommended, nylon timing belts share many similarities with rubber ones in terms of elasticity, but they are not the best option since they provide a lower resistance index. Metal timing chain. Although it may seem that metallic timing chains offer greater resistance, they are not necessarily more resistant than rubber ones. As with timing belts, chains can deteriorate and even break in their weakest areas. What happens when the timing belt of a car breaks? The timing belt is the part in charge of synchronizing the rotary motion of the crankshaft and camshaft in an internal combustion engine. It serves to close and open the valves in a rhythmic manner while the intake and exhaust process is carried out in the cylinders. But why is it so important to ensure that it is well cared for and maintained so that it does not break down? There are several reasons, but to summarize, we must point out that the breakage of the timing belt in vehicles can cause the loss of synchronization of the engine in its movements, also allowing the pistons to bend the valves with repeated and uncontrolled blows, even causing damage to the cylinder head due to the same lack of synchrony. In case of an incorrect tension in the timing belt, an irregular wear can occur in our engine, causing problems in the long term that can lead to premature death of the engine or serious breakdowns involving a large amount of money. When it breaks down, the engine stops immediately, which can lead to an accident if the vehicle is in motion. In short, catastrophic damage to the car and major economic impact on the repair. Identify signs of wear or deterioration of the timing belt. To avoid reaching this critical situation, it is essential to know how to identify any alarm regarding a bad condition of the timing belt. There are signs that will warn us of its deterioration beforehand. One of them can be visible as soon as the hood is lifted by visually checking its condition. It is advisable to do this periodically to check that there is no visible damage or wear, going immediately to a workshop if you notice any deterioration, such as cracks or nicks in the teeth. We can also check the tension to check that there is no slack, and thus there is uneven wear between the different components of the engine. Another symptom of a malfunctioning or malfunctioning timing belt is usually noticed by the car itself when it is already running. Strange movements or noises different from the usual ones can signal its deterioration, so it is advisable to be alert and consult with specialized mechanics at the slightest suspicion. Vibrations are also usually signs of wear, as they affect pistons and valves. It is also necessary to pay attention if the car is difficult to start, since it is possible in these cases that the belt is close to breakage and it is a previous step. Once broken, the vehicle will not start. Finally, the intense smoke coming out of the exhaust can be another symptom of deterioration, causing failures in the ignition, since it is in charge of synchronized combustion timing. How often to change the timing belt of the car to avoid irreparable damage? What to do if the timing belt shows signs of wear and tear? In the case of identifying signs of wear on the timing belt, such as cracks, fraying, or loss of tension, it is important to act immediately to avoid major breakdowns. Here are some essential steps to follow. 1. Avoid using the vehicle unnecessarily. If you notice strange noises or visible signs of wear on the belt, limit the use of the car and go to a workshop as soon as possible. 2. Consult a professional. A specialized mechanic will be able to evaluate the condition of the belt and determine if it needs to be replaced immediately or if it can last a little longer. 3. Check other related components. When replacing the timing belt, it is advisable to inspect and, if necessary, also replace other elements such as the tensioner, water pump, and bearings, as they tend to wear out at the same rate. Make sure to use quality parts. When replacing the belt, opt for original parts or those of recognized brands, as a low-quality belt could fail sooner than expected, putting the engine at risk. How often should the timing belt be changed? Now that we know its function, the damage that its deterioration can cause, and the symptoms that can warn of a defective condition, the moment of truth arrives. How often should the timing belt be replaced to avoid critical breakdowns? Although in a generic way we can state that the useful life of a timing belt usually ranges between 60,000 and 160,000 kilometers, as a reference only, the reality is also that if this mileage is not reached in a reasonable number of years, it is also advisable to check the belt and replace it to avoid a breakage that affects other elements of the engine. All manufacturers warn in the manuals of the vehicles what is the approximate number of kilometers to change the timing belt, and it is of vital importance that you know it and foresee it with enough time, in the same way that, as we have already advanced, you must be attentive to the signs of wear. There are also individual factors that also influence a greater or lesser deterioration, since it is considered that, for example, the majority of traffic in the city means that its durability can be reduced by up to 25% of the time. This is mainly due to the fact that, for example, at traffic lights and traffic jams, even if the car is stopped without circulating distance, the timing belt continues to run, producing an extra wear, and therefore it would be advisable to change the belt 20% or 25% earlier than recommended by the manufacturer. Do not waste any more time and consult the indications and recommendations of your manufacturer to change this important and vital element in the time that is required. Timing chain replacement is recommended between 200,000 and 250,000 kilometers. It is very rare for a timing chain to break, although with time and use there could be looseness. In such cases, maintenance operations such as adjusting the timing chain or changing the tensioners may be necessary. How much does it cost to change the timing belt? The price of a timing belt change in an SUV or passenger car will depend largely on the workshop and the materials that we have decided to implement. But on average, it is estimated that the average price of changing the timing belt is usually around 400 euros, although we can find options that start from 350 euros. Although the price of changing the timing belt may seem very high, we must bear in mind that in the event of a breakdown resulting from wear, the price we can pay to repair the car can amount to 1,000 euros or use 6,000 euros and even the death of the car. Thank you for your time. In this class has been developed because the timing belt is one of the most critical elements of cars, since a failure or poor maintenance can generate devastating damage to the engine. And how often to change it. See you soon.